بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. الحمد لله. I think this is our ninth class, right? Ninth session, inshallah. Seems like that. Yeah. So alhamdulillah, we're moving right along. Yeah. And we gotta try to keep track of it so that we, you know, realize the time is passing us by. If we don't take advantage of it, it will be gone. Inshallah, today in book one, Medina book one, inshallah, we're gonna look at the new lesson. That we began to look at last week, dealing with al-idafa. That is lesson number 5. In last week's class, we finished lesson number 4, and we looked at an introduction to the new lesson, that is the grammatical points, vocabulary, and the dialogue in the beginning of the lesson.
We got past that.
Huh?
We got past that.
Past 5?
No, we got past. Didn't finish before,
like 2 weeks. Well, last week we began lesson 5. We did the first exercise. We read the dialogue and we did the first exercise. We did more than the first exercise?
2 weeks ago we did that, which you just said now. And we did that again. And now we did some of the lessons.
How many exercises we did in the lesson?
I know we definitely did the first one already. We did, and if I'm not mistaken, then
Exercise number three. I could be mistaken, but as far as I remember, we did the first exercise. I don't remember doing the second exercise or the third exercise. I remember talking about them. I explained what each exercise needs to be done, and I asked you to do it for homework. I explained each of the exercises, what needs to be done, and I said try to do as many of them as possible. But I don't think we did 2 or 3. I don't think so. Anyway, we can always go back and double check. We did 2 and 3? Exercise 2 and 3?
I think you was doing it, like you were just going through it. Maybe some people would answer here and there, what does this mean, what does that mean, how you say it.
The construct phrase?
It's part of it. I think this is the second exercise.
Alright, we're going to go back and check, inshallah. We're going to check the record. But for now, we're going to go over it one more time, inshallah. Today, we're going to go over it one more time because we want to make sure that we got this, inshallah. If we did it before, we should be able to race through it quickly without any difficulty. Should be easy for us to go through it. Okay, should be no problem whatsoever if we already did it before. And all of these exercises should be done more than once anyway. So there's no harm, inshallah, in going over exercise 2 or 3 times. The whole purpose of the exercise, tamreen, means to drill, to exercise. You don't do exercise one time, right? You have to keep doing it over and over again. That's what exercise means. So no problem, inshallah. If we did it once or twice or 3 times, inshallah, we'll benefit from it. Okay, let's try to go through it quickly, okay? In any case, over here, Aki. The important thing is that, you know, if you have done it for homework, inshallah, we should be able to just read straight through it, okay? So, just quickly, for those who just came, before the salat, we were reviewing this particular matter of al-idafa, okay? We said that this topic is called al-idafa. It means the construct phrase. It contains 2 parts. The first part is called mudafun, the first word of the idafa construction. The second part is called mudafun ilayhi. That's the second word of the idafa construction. Okay? Quickly. Okay? The idafa construction has 2 parts. The first part is called mudafun. And the second part is called mudafun ilayhi. Okay? They say the possessor, or the possessed and the possessor. But we said that there's more than one relationship between these 2 words of idafa. Sometimes it does show possession, like in this case, baytu talibin, a house of a student. Okay? shows possession. The student possesses it. It's his house, okay? But we also said that the idah for construction has other meanings. Could be a relationship. It could be Zawju Zainab. Huh? The husband of Zainab. That doesn't show ownership. Means that's her husband. There's a relationship, right? It could be Babu al-Masjid. Babu al-Masjid. Okay? It doesn't show possession or ownership. It shows that the Bab, the door, is a part of the Masjid. The door of the Masjid. So the idafa construction, it shows a relationship between two nouns. But it's not always possession, okay? There are other meanings of it, okay? We said that the first word of the idafa construction is called mudafun. And the second part of the idafa construction is called mudafun ilayhi. And the rules concerning it that we went over a number of times already is that the mudafun, the first word of the idafa construction, never takes tanween, nor alif lam. And the second part of the idafa construction, it must take either tanween or alif lam, one of them. It must take one of them. That's the first rule. The second rule is the first word of the idafa construction, it can take any vowel, dhamma in this case, or fatha or kasra, depending on its place in the sentence. If there's a preposition before it, it's going to take kasra, right? Okay, so the vowel can change on the first part of the idafa construction. As far as the second part, it always takes kasra. It always takes kasra. It's majroor, it takes kasra. If it has alif lam, it will take a single kasra. If it doesn't have alif lam, it will take a double kasra, tanween. Okay? That's what we just talked about before the salat. And that's what we went over last week. And that's what you should have read if you did your homework and you read the grammatical points for this lesson. Okay? And now, inshallah, we're going to do the exercises. We're going to do the exercises, okay? These exercises do not require you to know anything except what we just mentioned. These two rules. One rule is the first part of idafa never takes alif lam nor tanween. And the second part of idafa construction must either take alif lam or tanween, one of them. But its vowel always has to be kasra. That's it. Yes, Akhi, you have a question?
So the mudafa, it takes only kasra.
The mudafun, the first part,
yes,
it can take any vowel.
It can take any vowel.
It can take fatha, kasra, or dhamma. Okay? The original rule is that nouns always take dhamma unless something changes it. If there's a preposition before, it's going to change it to kasra. But the first word of the idafa construction, it can take kasra. It can take fatha. Mostly, we're going to see it with dhamma, but it can change. We just want to be aware of that. Okay? The second part of the idafa construction, it must take kasra. It must take kasra. Okay? Any rule that we have may have exceptions. But in advanced Arabic, we might learn some exceptions. But for now, khalas, that's the rule. Has to take kasra. Okay? That kasra can be a single vowel, like here, or it can be a double vowel. Why does it have a single vowel here? Because it already has alif lam. And a noun cannot have alif lam and tanween at the same time. So if it has alif lam, it has to take a single vowel. But if it doesn't have alif lam, then it must take tanween. It must take a double vowel. Because the nouns in Arabic have to take alif lam or tanween. Except where there's some exception. Naam,
akhi. So this is, these are both the same thing.
No. The first part of the construct phrase is called mudawfun. The second part of the construct phrase is called mudawfun ilayhi. These are the two names of these two words. The first one is called mudawfun. The second part is called mudawfun ilayhi. And all of this, what I just said, is in the notes. Are in the notes, in the key for this lesson. All of this is already explained there. Okay? Any other question? Okay. Before we do the exercises, let me remind you. You will find some difficulty in doing these exercises, even if you understand these rules, if you don't know the vocabulary. Because some of the exercises require you to put a word in there. So you gotta know a word. What word are you going to put in there? You got to know the meaning of some words, right? If you don't know the meaning of any words, what word are you going to put in there? You have to put a word in there that makes sense. You can't just put any word in there, right? So you have to also study your vocabulary. I said 9 weeks ago, this is the 9th week, I said every day try to learn a couple of words. Even if you only learn one word a day, at least you have something. But if you don't do that, there's going to come a time when it's going to pile up on you. And it's going to be very, very difficult. I mean, I don't know what else to say. If you didn't do it now. Start today. Please memorize the vocabulary. 2 words a day. If possible, 3 words. At least 1 word every day. Don't let a day go by you can't memorize 1 word. That's impossible. In the course of 16, 18, 20 hours, whatever, I don't know how many hours you sleep, that you can't memorize 1 word. That's impossible. Okay? You have to do it. If you don't memorize the vocabulary, I don't care how many grammatical rules you learn, you're not going to understand Arabic unless you know the meaning of the words. Okay? Tayyib. Allahu musta'an. Ask Allah's help. I say it all the time and I mean it. Please, make dua. Ask Allah's help. Don't rely on yourself alone. Ask Allah's help. If you make dua, Allah will answer you. Allah, He commands us to call upon Him. He said, call upon me and I will answer you. And Allah tells the truth. Call on me, I will answer you. Udu'uni astajib lakum. Tayyib. Lesson number 5 has some vocabulary words. You don't need to open your book to answer these questions. Don't open your book to answer these questions. I'm going to give you some words. I want you to tell me the meaning of them. Ar-Rasul, the messenger. Jayyid. Al-Ammu, the uncle. Which kind of uncle? Paternal. Paternal. What do we mean by paternal? Mean your father's brother. Ash-Shari'u, the street. Al-Ka'batu, Ka'ba. Alhamdulillah. Al-Khalu, maternal uncle, your mother's brother. Mughlaqun, closed. Yani al-bab, mughlaqun means what? The door is closed or locked. Al-ismu, the name. Al-haqibatu, the bag or case or briefcase. Tahta, under, beneath. Al-Ibnu, the son. Al-Sayyaratu, the car. Huna, Hunaka, there, here and there. Al-Bintu, the girl or daughter. Al-Tabibu, the doctor. Jayid. Those are the vocabulary words we have for this lesson. So you know some of them already. Alhamdulillah. Alright? That was the easy test. Now we'll get the other one. Second round. I'm going to give you the English. You have to give me the Arabic. Same words. Beneath or underneath. Tahta. Sun. Ibn. Car. Sayyara. Street. Shari'u. Paternal uncle. Al-Ammu. Ammu. Maternal uncle. Al-Khalu. Here. Huna. There. Jayyid. Daughter or girl. Bint. Doctor. Tabib. Jayyid. Closed or shut. Mughlaq. Naam. Mughlaq. With ghain and qaf. Mughlaq. Mughlaqun. Naam. Name. Al-ismu. Bag or case or briefcase. Al-haqibatu. Al-haqibatu. Tayyib. I'm not going to ask you the last word. Because we don't have any English for it. What is it? Al-Ka'ba. Al-Ka'ba. We don't have any English for it, right? What should I ask you? What's the name of the first house of worship that was built for Allah on the earth? Ka'aba. Naam. Jayid. Okay, so that means we know some of the words, and that's important. I mean, we might not know all of them. Okay, it's alright. Nobody expects you to be perfect, okay? We're not going to know all the words. I know all of these words because I've been studying them for years and years and years. Okay, so that's not, you know, it's not a big deal. If you study them for years and years and years, you'll know all of them too. But today I don't expect you to know every word. But I expect you to know some of them. Since last week, if you had learned one word, you would know half of them. One word a day. You would know half of them today. Okay? The vocabulary is very important. Okay, let's do the exercises in the Arabic part of the book. We're going to go to page 28. We're going to do on the top of page 28. The exercise on the top of the page, which is exercise number 2. Exercise number 2. Page 28. If anybody's having trouble, ask the person who's next to you to help you find the page, please. Page 28. If you have a different printing, the pages might be a little different, okay? But it's close to 28, even if you have a different printing. Some of you have Dar es Salaam. What page is in Dar es Salaam? Yeah, it's different. It's not on the same page in this printing here. Oh, man. Yeah, Labas. It's here though, but okay. Here it is, right here. This is it here. Okay, Daras al Khamis. It's on page 21. Wow, 21, yeah. It's on the top of the page too, but it's on page 21. It's way off. Tayyib, the exercise, it says, Albif, which means make idafa, make a construct phrase. عضف الكلمة الأولى الكلمة الأولى the first word الكلمة الأولى إلى الثانية إلى الثانية what's the ثانية the second الأولى the first that's the feminine of الأول الثانية is the second that's the feminine of الثاني الأول الثاني. Remember we had a درس الأول? First درس. A درس الثاني? The second درس. The feminine of أول is أولى. The feminine of ثاني is ثانية. أضف الكلمة الأولى إلى الثانية. That means connect in إضافة construction the first word to the second word. They give you two words. They want you to connect them. That means you have to abide by these rules. You have to make sure you don't have tanween or alif lam here. And you have to make sure this is not a dhamma. It has to be kasra. One kasra or two kasras. If it has alif lam, one kasra. No alif lam, two kasras. Okay, they give you the example. They have two words. Kitabun with tanween. And Muhammadun with tanween. Both of them have dhamma. When you put it in the idafa construction, you have to take off the tanween from kitabun and make it kitabu. And the second word, Muhammadun, you have to change it to Muhammadin. Okay, so you have Kitabu Muhammadin. That's if the first word have tanween. I mean, the second word of the idafa construction have tanween. But if the second word of the idafa construction has alif lam, instead of it being two kasras, it's going to be one kasra, right? So you have, for example, they gave you Maktabun. Example, Maktabun. Second word, Al-Mudarrisu. Mudarrisu with a single ending vowel dhamma. When you put them together, you have maktabu without tanween, al mudarrisi with kasra. Why has a single kasra? Because it has alif lam. All right. So we're going to go across. We're going to do one idafa construction with the second word having tanween, and then we're going to go across to the next column where the second word of the idafa construction has alif lam. So we're going to go from right to left. There's two examples on each line. The first example in the right column, the second word has tanween. The second one, okay, the next one going across to the left has alif lam. So pay attention to that. Okay, who take the first one? Naam, Ahmed.
Qalamu Hamidin.
Qalamu Hamidin. He had qalamun and hamidun. He said qalamu Hamidin, Jabir. Second one. Naam. He had Miftahun and Al-Baytu. He changed it. Miftahu Al-Bayti. Miftahul Bayti. Naam. Who wants the third one? Naam, Abdurrahim. Baytun Abbasun.
Baytun Abbasi.
Say it again, a little bit louder.
Baytun.
Tun with tanween?
No.
Slow down. Give him a chance. Naam. Baytun Abbasun. You have to change something.
Bay two.
Why is it bay two? It doesn't become kasra unless there's a preposition or something before it. Okay, the first one takes a single vowel, but it should be dhamma unless something changes it to a kasra or to a fatha. Okay, again.
Bay two. Abbasun.
The second word has to take kasra. Okay, look, you have baytun and you have abbasun, right? When you put in idafa, the first word cannot take tanween. The second word must take kasra. So baytun becomes baytu. Abbasun becomes abbasin. Baytu abbasin. Okay, house of Abbas. Okay, next one. Dukkanun attajiru. Naam, Akhi. What's your name?
Mansur.
Okay? Dukkanun attajiru. Go ahead.
Dukkanu attajir.
What's the vowel on attajir? Last vowel.
That's kasra.
Let me hear it when you say
attajir.
Attajiri.
Attajiri.
Ri. We want to have kasra on the end, okay? So he said dukkanu with a single vowel, attajiri with kasra. Dukkanu attajiri. Okay, next one. Ghurfatun aliyun. Naam, who wants it? Let's hear Bilal. Ghurfatun aliyun.
Ghurfatun aliyun.
Ghurfatu aliyin. With tanween. No alif lam, it has to have tanween. Aliyin. Naam. Ghurfatu aliyin. The room of Ali. Naam. Baytun al muhandisu. Baytun al muhandisu. Naam.
Baytun al
abadisi. Again, let me hear it a little bit louder. Baytun, does it still have tanween when you put it in the idafa? Listen up, brothers and sisters, listen up. Huh? The first word of the idafa, can it take tanween, ya akhi? No. So you have to change it from tanween to a single vowel. Go ahead, say it again.
Baytun.
Al-Muhandis. What's the vowel on the end of Muhandis?
Kasra.
Okay, it should be Baytu al-Muhandisi. Baytu al-Muhandisi. The house of the... Of the what? Muhandis. Muhandis means what?
Engineer.
The house of the engineer. Taib, next one. Daftarun Sa'idun. Daftarun Saidun. Who didn't do one yet? Naam, go ahead, Ismail.
Daftaru Sohiri.
Let me hear the end of it.
Saidin.
Daftaru Saidin. The daftar of Said. Or Said's daftar. Ismun al-waladu. Ismun al-waladu. Naam, Ibrahim.
Ahmed.
I'm sorry, Ahmed.
Ismul waladi.
Ismu al-waladi. Ismul waladi. Naam. Mindilun yasirun. Jabir. Naam, mindilu yasirin. Next one, kitabun Allahu. Naam, Hanif.
Kitabu Allah.
Naam. Say it together, join them.
Kitabu Allahi.
Okay, listen. The word Allah, Lafz al-Jalala, Allah, is beginning with Hamzatul Wasl. That means you have to join it. Don't say Kitabu Allahi. You have to join it. Kitabullahi. You have to join it, huh? Kitabullahi. The book of Allah. طيب. Qamisun Ammarun. Qamisun Ammarun. Naam.
Qamisu Ammarin.
Naam. Qamisu with a single vowel. Ammarin. Ammar. What? What's the qamis?
Shirt.
Naam, the shirt of Ammar. Taib. Bintun at-tabibu. Bintun at-tabibu. Who didn't do one yet? Naam, go ahead, Sadiq.
Bintu
at-tabibi. Bintu at-tabibi. If you put them together, you say what?
Bintu at-tabibi.
Bintut. Huh? Go right to the ta. Bintut at-tabibi. Bintut, because ta is the sun letter, right? So you go past the lamb, don't say bintul, say what? Bintut. Tabibi. Naam, sarirun khalidun. Yes.
Sarirun.
A little bit louder. Sariru, Khalidi or khalidin? Din? Okay, din. A little bit louder, huh? Next time. Sariru Khalidin. Huh? The bed of Khalid or Khalid's bed. Miftahun As-Sayyaratu. Mansur.
Miftahul Sayyarati.
Taib. He said Miftahul Sayyarati. What's wrong with that? Seen is the sun letter. That means you don't pronounce the lamb. Don't say miftahul. You have to say what?
Miftahul sayyarati.
Again?
Miftahul sayyarati.
Can you say miftahul or
miftahul sayyarati?
Miftahus. Seen is a sun letter.
Is it huruf al-shamsiyya?
Yes. It's huruf shamsiyya. Seen is from huruf shamsiyya. Look. The Huruf Shamsiyya 14, right? The first two are Ta and Tha. The last two are Lam and Noon. And in between there are 10 in a row. Dal, Dal, Ra, Zay, Seen. That's one of the sun letters. Sheen, Saad, Baad, Pa, and Va. Those are the sun letters. 14. 10 of them are in order. You know the alphabet? You go straight through them. Right there. You have to memorize the sun letters. Because when you read, you can't pronounce Lam in Alif Lam if you're reading a sun letter. You can't say Al Sayyara. No, it's not El Sayyara. Es Sayyara. Miftahus Sayyara. Huh? Naam, Sayyarati. Naam. Tayyib. Tayyib, Tayyib. Okay, exercise number three. Tamreena Thalith. Okay, this is the exercise. Number three. It says, Iqra Waktub. What does that mean? Read and write. Iqra واكتب مع ضبط أواخر الكلمات. What do we mean مع ضبط؟ نعم.
Precise.
Precise. نعم. Endings of the words. أواخر is the plural of آخر, the end. أواخر, the endings. الكلمات is the plural of الكلمة. Huh? Al-kalimat, the words, the endings of the words. We want to hear the endings of the words. All right? Tayyib. So we want you to read it, and we want to hear all the vowels. If it's a sun letter, we don't want to hear lam. If it's a mudaf ilay, it has to end with a kasra. If it has the alif lam on the mudaf ilay, it should be a single kasra. If it doesn't have alif lam, we want to hear double kasra, tanween. I want to hear it. I want to hear it, okay? All right, let's read. Naam. Ahmed.
Babul madrasati.
Babul madrasati. Means what? The door of the school. Naam. Yes. Oh, hold it. Wait a minute. This is. Himar. Ar-rijalu is the plural. Rijal is the plural of what? Rijal is the plural of what? Rajul. Is this Rijal or Rajul? Rajul. Rajul, not Rijal. Rajul. There's no aleph there for Rijal. Rajul. Himaru ar-rajuli. Huh? Himaru ar-rajuli. Himaru ar-rajuli. Sun letter, huh? Ra. Tayyib. What does that mean? The donkey of the man, or the man's donkey. Okay, next one. Next one, who wants it? Who wants it? Now, Mansour.
Baytu Hammadin.
Again, a little bit louder.
Baytu Hammadin.
Baytu Hamidin. Look, don't say Hammadin. There's no shadda there. Hammad, no. Hamid. Okay, there's a difference between Hammad and Hamid. Can anybody hear the difference between Hammad and Hamid? Yes, Hammad is shadda on the meme. Hamid is no shadda with a long vowel. Hamid. Hammad. That's different. Okay? Hammad, naam. That's a different word though. Hammad with shadda on the meme. Hammad. Like Sheikh Hammad al-Ansari. One of the great scholars of hadith of this time. Sheikh Hammad al-Ansari.
From Medina.
From Medina, naam. One of the great scholars of hadith of this time. Probably have the biggest library of makhtutat in the kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Makhtutat, handwritten manuscripts, ancient books. Hammad al-Ansari. No. Hammad. With shadda, like he was saying. Hammad, that's what made me say it. Sheikh Hammad al-Ansari. And he is an African scholar, by the way, in case people don't know. He's a great African scholar from Mali. Naam. Okay, because some people think that, oh, these people are following Arabs. We're not following Arabs. We're listening to scholars. Doesn't matter if they're Arab, African, or American. We don't have any American scholars, but in any case. If we had one, we'll accept him too. Naam. Huh? Okay. Next one. Naam, Abdurrahim over here.
Baytu Allahi, is that what I'm going
right? No. No. Somebody help me. He's at the end of line one, exercise number three. The last word, end of line one.
Yeah, okay.
Sayyaratu.
Uh-huh.
Sayyaratu.
Sayyaratu. Shadda on the ya. Sayyaratu. Uh-huh. That's a meme underneath the lamb. Al Mudir. Al Mudir. That's a meme underneath the lamb.
Oh, okay.
Tayyib? Al Mudir.
Al Mudiri.
Al Mudiri. Sayyaratul Mudiri. What does that mean?
The car of the
principal. Director, manager, person in charge. Now.
That's what I'm going to ask you. It's in the book, it says the principal or headmaster. I was talking to some brothers in the store that said that the mudir to him. He's like, that's good. They say that he's the boss of this.
Yeah, the mudir is the one who controls things. Okay, so usually the mudir is referring to the head of the school, headmaster. We don't say headmaster, we say principal. In England, they say headmaster. Right? Same thing. Or the one who's in charge of a business, a company, is the mudir, the director or the manager. Okay, but it really means the one who's in charge. From adara yudiru, the one who controls what's happening. Okay? Naam. Next one. Mindilu ammarin. Naam. What does mindil mean?
Handkerchief.
Next one. Naam. Sadiq. Oops, Tabib? Hold on. Okay, Ismu Talibi. What is a Talib? Student. Next one. Naam, Ahmed. Oh, what about before that? Before that. Baytullahi. Baytullahi means what?
The house of Allah.
The house of Allah. Next one. Who wants it? Naam. You want it? Yes. Go ahead, Hassan. We haven't heard from you today. Good. let Hassan. Again? I couldn't hear you good. Brothers, I can't hear him. Okay, let's help him a little bit, okay? He got all the words correctly. But there's something here. What did we hear? Something that's not there. Did you hear anything there?
Yeah.
Phil. There's no al-flam, right? Okay, look at this. Let's just try to look at this quickly. First thing, we know it can't be al-flam because kitabullahi is the idafa construction. And the first word of idafa cannot take al-flam. It's impossible. So it can't be fil, right? The second thing is, the word Allah, we don't say fi kitabillahi. No, we say fi kitabillahi. Naam. The word Allah, if the vowel of the word before it is kasra, then you have to pronounce it with tarqiq, light. You don't say fi sabilillahi. No, you say fi sabilillahi. That's why we don't say bismillahi. No, you say bismillahi. Bismillahi. Because kasra, the word Allah, when it's preceded by kasra, you pronounce it lightly, not heavily. Okay? If it's preceded by fatha or dhamma, it is heavy. That's why we say baytullahi. Bismillahi. We covered that? In beginner's class. Now, okay, so try to keep that in mind, okay? So it should be what? Fi kitabillahi. Not kitabillahi. Fi kitabillahi. Alright? What does that mean?
In the book of Allah.
Type next one. Who wants it? Naam, Abdurrahim.
Min
bait, bait. What's that last word? Anybody help him? Al-Mudarris. Mudarris. Huh? Teacher, the teacher, naam. So what should it be? Min? Join it together. Min baitil
al-mudarris.
Nah, min bait. Don't say L again. Min baitil mudarris. Min baitil mudarris. Nah. Okay? Min baitil mudarris. You're joining it together because Hamzatul Wasl. Okay, last one. Last one. Who wants it? Nah. Ibrahim. Ala maktabil mudiri. Jayid. Okay, exercise number 4 is a reading lesson, and we're going to come back to it for the sake of time because it's a long exercise. So we're going to come back to exercise number 4, which is reading, right? Iqra. And inshallah, since we had it for homework, you already read it. But no doubt, no problem, if we have time, inshallah, we're going to come back and read it again. We're going to read it again because we love reading, especially when we're at home. We love doing reading exercises at home. Okay, so we're going to skip to exercise number 4. Yes, brother.
The last one we did, when you say min bait because of the preposition before.
Yes,
right?
Jayid.
Just want to be sure.
Okay, min baitil mudarrisi. He said baiti. We're saying baiti why? Because of the preposition before min. And so baitul mudarris here. Bait is the mudafun, And remember, we said the mudafun, it can take any vowel. In this case, it's not a dhamma, it's a kasra. Why? Why is it kasra? He said because there's a preposition before it. Min. Min is a preposition. Remember, that's from the preposition we have in the last lesson. Min and fi and ala. Huh? We had that in the last lesson. So min is a preposition. So it changed the word that comes after it from dhamma to kasra. So instead of saying min baytu, you say min bayti al-mudarrisi. Jeed, good question. Alright, let's skip exercise number 4, which is the reading exercise. We'll come back to it, inshallah, with whatever time we have when we get to the end. Okay, exercise number 5 is on page 30. Skip to the next page until you get to 30. Exercise number 5. Anybody having trouble finding exercise number 5? Turn one or two pages till we get to exercise number 5. No, that's not number 5. Which way is your book going? Going back to the front. This is 2, 3, 4, 5. This one. This one right here. No. This is number 5.
It's over here.
Huh?
This part?
Okay, here. Right here. That's number 5. Alright? Okay, everybody got exercise number 5? Okay, exercise number 5. Does anybody know what you have to do in exercise number 5? Yes, Ahmed, what do we have to do in exercise number 5?
You have to fill in the proper blanks to make sense.
We have to fill in the blank spaces with a word that will make a sentence that makes sense. Okay, exactly the meaning of the exercise, that's what the meaning of it is. But the wording, huh? The definition of the words, the first word is kawin. Kawin, with a shadda on the second letter. Kawin. Kawin means to compose. Compose. Jumalan. Jumalan is the plural of jumla. Sentences. Compose sentences. Mufida. Mufida means that is complete. That it makes sense. It's a complete sentence. Compose complete sentences. Bimal'i. By filling in. Al-faraghi. The blanks or empty spaces. Fi ma yali, in what follows. Okay, fill in empty spaces in what follows. So if there's an empty space, they want you to put a word in there that will complete the sentence so that it makes sense. Okay, all of these words that you have to fill in are going to be part of an idalfa construction. It's going to either be the mudalf, the first word of the mudalfa construction, or is it going to ask you for the mudalfa ilay, the second part of the idalfa construction. So depending on which one, you know what you got to do. If it's the first word, you know it can't take alif, lam, or tanween. If it's the second word of idalfa construction, you know that it has to take a kesra. Alright? Alright. Okay. Okay, somebody give me the first one. Naam, Ahmed. First sentence.
Babul bayti
mughlaqun. What does that mean?
The door of the house is closed.
Jayid. Bab, he gave us the word babu with no tanween and no alif lam because it's the first part of the idafa construction, right? Babul bayti mughlaqun. Number 2. Going across. Number 2. Mansur.
Aina
miftahu sayyarati. Aina miftahu sayyarati. What does that mean?
Where is the key to the car?
Where is the car's key? Okay, miftahu as-sayyarati. Number 3, thalatha. Hassan. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What word are you adding to Rasul? The messenger of what? What can we say? Messenger of
Allah.
Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullahi. Rasulullahi. Naam, number 4, arba. Who wants it? Ahmed, did you do one already on this exercise?
That is the first one.
You did the first one. Okay, Ibrahim, let's go around a little bit.
They
بيت الطبيب طبيبي بعيد
بيت
الطبيب بعيد
بيت الطبيب بعيد. What does it mean? The house of the doctor is far, or the doctor's house is far. Ba'id. Khamsa, number five. Okay, go ahead, Ahmed. Al-Qur'anu Kitabullahi. Kitabu, you have to join it, right? Kitabullahi. Kitab is mudafun, so you can't take alif lam tanween. And the love, the jalala, Allah, the word Allah is the mudafun ilayh. Kitabullahi. The Quran is what? The book of Allah. Number six, sitta. Number six, help us, somebody who didn't do one yet. Try. Okay, look at it. Khadija too is what of Hamid? Okay, we could say Zawja to Hamidin. Did we have the word Zawja?
No, we have daughter.
Okay, Khadija too could be daughter of Hamid, right? So what would that be? Bintu Hamidin. Naam, Bintu Hamidin. Khadija to Bintu Hamidin. Naam, Sabah, seven. Naam, ya Ibrahim. Ana talibu al-mudarrisi. Talibu al-mudarrisi. What else can we put in there? What does that mean? Ana talibu al-mudarrisi. I'm the student of the teacher. What else can we put in there? An ibn al-mudarrisi. I'm the son of the teacher. What else can we put in there? Okay, it could be. Ana bintu. I mean, we couldn't say that. The sisters could say that, right? Ana bintu al-mudarrisi. Tayyib. MashaAllah. Tamania, eight. Now, who wants it? Now, yeah, Ahmed, go ahead. What's the first word?
Talibi.
Talibi? Oh, Qalamu. Qalamu. Okay. قلم الطالب مكسور قلم الطالب مكسور. What does that mean? The pen of the student is broken. What else can we put in there? Ah, go ahead. What did you say? Well, slow down. He got one over here. Say it. Al maktab. Can we put alif lam on the first word?
Al maktab. Maktab. Maktabu. 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 طالبي.
نعم مكتب الطالب مكسور. نعم anybody want to put another word in there?
الكرسي الطالب.
الكرسي الطالب. Can we say الكرسي الطالب?
No. كرسي الطالب.
كرسي الطالب مكسور. طيب number 9 تسعة. Yes, who wants it? نعم حنيف. Babul Bayti. What's the last word?
Miftah
means a key. The door of the house is a key. Miftah means key. What's this word here? Maftuhun. Not Miftahun, Maftuhun. Look. This is a word, this is one of the words that we always get confused with. Everybody across the board. Maftuh, Miftah. They're from the same verb. They're from the same root. But miftah means a key. Maftuh means open. Okay, the key is used to open, right? But the key is not an open. Key is one thing, open is another thing. Okay, pay attention. Tayyib, number 10, Ashara. Number 10, yeah. You want to try it, Abdurrahim?
No.
Go ahead. Again? Kharaja. Kharaja.
Al
mudarrisu.
Min al mafri. Al mafri. Al mudir.
What word are you putting there before mudir?
I said.
No, before mudir, what word are you filling in the blank with?
Mafri.
من after من
المن
الوا. You have to put a word in. What word are you putting in? Min something of the mudiya. Min what? The what of the mudiya? Fasl? Min fasl? Min fasl al mudiri? What does fasl mean?
Office.
No, fasl does not mean office. Fasl means a classroom. That word is not appropriate there. Look what it says. خرج المدرس من the teacher. خرج went out from something of the مدير. What? In English, what would we say? The teacher went out of the مدير's what? Okay, office. We can put office. What's the word for office? مكتب. مكتب. مكتب المدير. من مكتب المدير. مكتبة. Library is maktaba with tarmabuta. Maktab means a desk, table, or an office. Min maktab al mudiri. Or you could say the room of the mudir. What is room?
Gurfa.
Gurfa. Gurfa tu. Gurfa al mudiri. Naam. Tayyib. Number six. Exercise number six. At tamreen al sadis. The exercise says, what do we have to do to this exercise, by the way? What is the exercise? What are we supposed to do here? Who knows what we're supposed to do? I see you, Ahmed. I just want to see if anybody else knows. What does this exercise require us to do? Does anybody remember?
Oh.
Yeah, what?
We have to correct the sentence.
Okay, we have to correct. We have to correct these constructions. Tartibat, okay? We have to correct them. Look what it says. It says, صحح. صحح is the command form of the verb. It means make it صحيح. Make it correct. At-tarkibat, tarkib means to connect something to something else, to arrange them, right? So we have two words here, they're arranged into an idafa construction. But they are not arranged correctly. There's some problems with it, okay? So they want you to correct them. What are we going to correct? We have to make sure that the first word of idafa doesn't have alif lam or tanween. We have to make sure that the second word of idafa doesn't have dhamma. It has to have kesra. Okay, that's all we have to do. That's all it is. Okay? Okay, I'm going to read it first and then I want you to correct it. Al-qalamu al-talibi. Go ahead, Ahmed. He said he got rid of alif lam. Qalamu al-talibi. He got rid of alif lam. Okay, next one, going across. Babu sayyaratu. Naam, Ibrahim. He got rid of the Dhamma. Babu Sayyarati. Next one, going down. Bintu Hamidun. Naam, Jabir. Bintu Hamidin. He got rid of the Dhamma, the Tanween Dhamma. Ar-Rasulu Allahu. Got rid of Alif Lam. Rasulullahi. Got rid of the Alif Lam. Because the first word of Idafa can't take alif lam. Ismul walada. Ismul walada. Hanif.
Ismul waladi.
Ismul waladi. Get rid of the fatha and change it to a proper kasra. Ibnun al mudarrisi. Ibnun al mudarrisi. Ismail.
Ibnul
mudarrisi. Get rid of the tanween. Ibnul mudarrisi. Okay, that's a simple exercise. But it's just helping us to remember the idafa, what are its rules? The rules are two rules. The first word of idafa never takes alif lam or tanween. The second word has to take kasra. That's it. Okay? Alright, now we're going to a new point here. Okay? For now, we leave the idafa. Exercise number seven. Notice in exercise number seven, it starts with some examples. We have Muhammadun with tanween, and then we have Ya Muhammadu. Without tanween. So what do we understand from that? What do we understand from that? Naam Jabir.
When you have the
vocative ya?
You can't have the ending with tanween.
Okay, after the vocative ya, which is called ya and nida, when you're calling somebody, after that, the noun that has tanween You have to remove the tanween. It takes a single dhamma. Okay, so that's what we understand from this, right? We had here Muhammadun, but after Ya, we have to change it from Muhammadun to Ya Muhammadu. And likewise, underneath that, Khalidun, after Ya becomes Ya Khalidu. Likewise, we have Ustadhun with tanween, Ya Ustadhu. Waladun, after Ya, Ya Waladu. Okay, that's a simple exercise. After Ya Nida, when you're calling somebody, Ya Muhammad, don't say Ya Muhammadun. Ya Muhammadu. Ya Mahmudu. Single Bamma. Alright? Alright, let's do the exercise. We're going to read one at a time. Okay, the exercise says, Iqra waktub ma'a dabti awakhir al-kalimat. What does Iqra waktub mean? Read and write. What does ma'a dabti awakhir al-kalimat mean? Precise endings of the words. We've seen this exercise already in every lesson. The same wording. اقرأ واكتب ما أدبت أواخر الكلمات. You have to learn the meaning of the exercises. If you don't remember it, you're going to do what? Go to the back. Check the key, right? But if you remember, you don't have to be flipping all those pages. خلاص. When you see it, you know what it is. You don't have to go all the way to the back every time and check each exercise. It's incumbent to learn the meanings of the instructions for the exercise. Now, Ismail?
Also, what helps also is as you read the book, listen to the audio file.
That also helps.
The audio file goes right along.
As you're reading the books, listen to the audio files. Listen to the audio files. And also train your ear. You start hearing the Arabic more, inshallah, you start remembering what you hear a little bit better. You understand it a little bit better. Okay, Abdurrahim, first one.
Ya Aliyu.
Ya Aliyu. Naam. Next one. Naam, Ahmed.
Ya Abbasu.
Ya Abbasu. Next one.
Ya Shaykh.
There's no Ya there.
Shaykh.
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 With tanween. Remember, listen, nouns, they must take Alif Lam with tanween. If there's no Alif Lam, then it's automatically tanween. Right? If Alif Lam is there, you gotta see it. If you don't see no Alif Lam, you know it gotta be tanween. Okay? So it should be what?
Ya Shaykh.
No, there's no Ya there.
Shaykhun
with tanween. If there was a Ya, we'd take off the tanween, but there's no Ya there.
That's the next one.
Okay, yes. Yeah, what's the next one? Read it for me.
Ya
Shaykh.
Again?
Ya Shaykh.
Ya Shaykh. Next one. Next one. Sadiq.
Ya
Rajulu. Next one. Next one. Watch out. Don't jump off the bus. Naam Ibrahim.
Ya
Sirun. Ya Sirun. This is not Ya Sirun. This is one word that begins with Ya Fatta Aleph. That's one word. Ya Sirun. That's a word. Ya Sirun. Naam, next one. Next one.
Ya
Naam, Ahmed. Okay, go ahead, Bilal.
Ya Ammaru.
Ya Ammaru. Next one. Ahmed.
Doktorun.
With tanween. Last one.
Ya
Doktoru. What does Doktor mean? Doktor means Tabib. Tabib. Doktor is English. Tabib is Arabic.
What about the Doktor certification they give in art school or Arabic?
Yeah, Doktor. Yeah.
What do you mean?
This means PhD. A person has a PhD. It's called person who is doctorate. Yeah. So they say Doktor.
Anything.
Yeah. Yeah. If it's a female, you make it feminine. Naam. Tayyib. Naam. Okay, exercise number 8. Okay, exercise number 8. Who knows what we are supposed to do with this exercise number 8? Who knows what we're supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? Who remembers from last week when I was explaining what we're supposed to do? Ahmed.
Make a sentence.
Make a question.
Yeah, make a question.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, that goes along with the objects.
Okay, make a question that goes along with the object that's in the picture. Okay, it says Iqra, which means what? Al-Mithal, which means what?
Example.
The example. Al-Ati means following. The following example. Read the following example. Thumma kawwin. Then compose. As'ilatan. Questions. Mithlahu. Like it. Questions like the one in the example. Mushiran. Pointing. Ila sur. To the pictures. Atalia. The following pictures. Okay? The example. Kitabu man hadha. Kitabu men, the book of who? Whose book is this? Kitabu men hadha. Kitabu men hadha. Whose book is this? They want you to make questions exactly like that, but instead of kitab, in the next picture there's a pen, right? So they're going to say, whose pen is this? Whose shirt is this? Whose house is this? Whose bed is this? Okay, who wants the first one? Who wants the first one? Hanif. Qalamu man hadha. Whose pen is this? Next one. Who wants the next one? Go ahead, Ismail.
Kamisu man hadha. Man hadha.
Kamisu man hadha. What does that mean? Whose shirt is this? Now, next one. Ibrahim. Baytu man hadha. Whose house is this? Next one. Naam. Sariru
man
hadha. Sariru man hadha. Sariru man hadha. Whose bed is this? Sariru man hadha.
Abadu man hadha.
Huh?
Abadu man hadha.
I can't hear the first word.
Abadu man hadha.
Laban. Laban? Oh, Laban. Naam. Labanu man hadha. Naam. Tayyib. Alright, this is also an idafa exercise that we just did, but it's an idafa exercise with men. Keep it in mind that men is a question word, right? It's a word that's used to ask a question, and it's mabniun ala sukoon. So it's not going to change because it's the second part of idafa. We're not going to put a kesra on it. We're not going to put a kesra on it because it's a word that's fixed on sukoon. Okay, grammatically, the vowel is not going to change in this word because it is following a preposition, or because it's the second part of idafa construction, or because it's the object of the verb. It's not going to change because of its grammatical position from a sukoon. It's going to remain sukoon. The only time the vowel on that word is going to change is if you have to change the vowel for pronunciation, because it's followed by alif lam, and you have a sukoon followed by another sukoon. In Arabic, you can have two sukoons back to get back. You can't have that. So you got to put a vowel on it just to pronounce it. Okay? But as far as grammatically, it's not going to change because it's following a preposition, or because it's the mudhaf ilay, or because it's the object of the verb, or anything like that. It's not going to change because of that. Okay, we say that that is mabniyun. It's fixed. It stays in that condition. Okay, exercise number 9. Exercise number 9 is dealing with two words. Ism and ismun and ibnun. Ismun and ibnun. Right? What is the point of these two words? What did we learn about these two words and words that are similar to them? Ismun and ibnun. Naam. That they commence with hamzatul wasl. Okay, so what about it? What does that mean?
That means if the word preceding it, then you don't pronounce the alif.
Okay, if there's a word preceding it, don't pronounce the vowel of hamzatul wasl. Rather, join the word that's preceding it to the next letter after the hamzatul wasl, because hamzatul wasl means what? Join what's before it to what's after it. Okay, so if there's a word before it, don't say, don't pronounce the kasra of ismun. Right? That's what we say. We don't say bi ismillahi. Huh? We say bismillahi. Huh? Okay, join what's before the hamzatul wasl to after hamzatul wasl. You're probably saying, what hamzatul wasl? I don't see any hamzatul wasl. This one here.
Yeah.
Let me show it to you. This one. This hamzatul wasl is Hamza Tawassul that we don't write when we write Bismillah. But actually, it is Hamza Tawassul. The word Ism begins with Hamza Tawassul. Because the first letter of the word Ism is seen. And it has a sukoon. And you can't begin a word in Arabic with a sukoon. So they put Hamza Tawassul there and say Ism. Name, Naam. Originally it begins with sukoon. And you can't begin a word with sukoon. So they added Hamza Tawassul. And the same thing with Ibn. Okay, it originally begins with Ba, with sukoon. So they add Hamza Tawassul to pronounce it. So you say Ibn. Alright? So, that Hamza Tawassul, if there's something before it, we're not going to pronounce it. We're just going to join what is before it. Here, for example, we're going to join what's before Hamza Tawassul to what's after it. Skipping right over this here. We're saying what? Bis. Huh? Like that. Alright? Okay, so that's what we're doing here. With this particular exercise, we're just remembering the rule that words that begin with Hamza Tawassul. And we've been doing it all along with what? With words that begin with? The words that begin with Alif Lam, right? Alif Lam is a sukoon. So this Hamza Tawassul tells us join what's before it to what's after it. But in this case, because this is a sun letter, we're skipping over the lam too, right? We had that in our beginner's class. Level 1. First semester. Last term. Of course, that was a long time ago. We've forgotten all of that by now. Tayyib. So all we want to do is we're going to read this, read these words, these sentences, keeping in mind the rule of pronouncing Hamza Tawassul. Okay, who take the first one? Read it slow and loud and clear. Yeah, Ahmed. Slow, loud, and clear. Pay attention to the word ism. It came twice in this sentence. And look at how it should be read.
Ismul waladi Muhammadun wasmul binti Zainabu.
Jayid, ahsant, alhamdulillah. He said, ismul waladi. Ism. He pronounced the kasra, right?
Yes.
There's no word before it. Ismul waladi. Why waladi? Because mudaf mudaf ilayh. Ismul waladi Muhammadun. Wasmul binti. Was. He didn't say wa ismul binti Zainabu. He didn't say wa ism. Right? He said was. Wasmul binti Zainabu. Why is it not Zainabun? Why did he say Zainabu, Ya Ibrahim? Feminine name, feminine proper nouns do not take tanween. Feminine proper nouns do not take tanween. Tayyib, okay. Second sentence. Who would like to read it slow and loud and clear? Ya Ibrahim. Slow, loud, and clear.
Ismul mudarrisi hamidun.
Ismul mudarrisi hamidun. Masmul mudiri. Masmu, not ma ismu. Masmu. Huh? Now, masmul mudiri. What does that mean, masmul mudiri?
What's the name of the
What's the name of the headmaster, director, manager, the boss, the head of the bakala, grocery store? Bakala, right? In the corner. His name is Ahmed. What's that guy's name over here in your neighborhood over there, Abdurrahim?
SubhanAllah.
You don't know his name. Allahu Akbar. Okay, Ibnun. Ibnun. First sentence, Mansur. Slow, loud, and clear. Ibnun.
Ibnu
again?
Ibnu Khalidun.
Ibn Khalidun or Ibn?
Ibn Khalidun.
Khalidin.
Ibn Khalidin.
Mudaf mudaf ilayh. Ibn Khalidin.
Ibn Khalidin fi al-madrasati.
Fi al-madrasati.
Wa ibn Amidin fi al-jamiatu.
Fi al-jamiatu. في الجام في الجامعة تو
في الجامعة تو
في الجامعة في الجامعة في الجامعة في الجامعة تي نعم ابن خالد في المدرسة تي وابن حامد في الجامعة تي في الجامعة تي what does that mean
the son of Khalid is in the school why the son of Amid is in the university
and the son of Hamid is in the university okay last one slow and loud and say Abdurrahman you want to help us you got a book over there no that's a good excuse Abdurrahman is laid back over there in the corner we didn't see him over there help us ya Abdurrahman ابن المدرس في الفصل
yes.
اين ابن المدير جيد احسنت okay, he said, ابن المدرس مضاف مضاف الى الكسر ابن المدرس في الفصل في الفصل اين ابن المدير اين ابن المدير اين ابن المدير where is the son of the mudir ahlan ya abdurrahman alhamdulillah we didn't see you for a long time alhamdulillah jazakallah khair allah yahfazuk tayyib okay turn to the next page okay top of the page 32 instructions iqra ما يلي read what follows مراعيا paying attention to or observing قواعد نطق قواعد نطقي the rules of pronunciation for what حمزة الوصلي حمزة الوصلي what rules are we talking about the rule of how you pronounce a word that begins with حمزة الوصل If it's in the beginning of the sentence, when you first start to say something, you pronounce its vowel. If there's something before it, do not pronounce its vowel. Same thing we were just doing. Okay, six more sentences. Okay, who wants the first one? طيب, we're going to go with Ahmed this time.
Ibn Muhammad fil ghurfati.
Oh.
بالعراقي
اها
وابن حامد في الهند
نعم ابن محمد look ابن محمد right because it's the son of Muhammad that's مضاف إليه ابن محمد في العراقي why is العراقي وكسرة في preposition في العراقي وَابْنُ not وَابْنُ وَابْنُ حَامِدٍ حَامِدٍ right the son of Hamid وَابْنُ حَامِدٍ فِي الْهِنْدِ فِي الْهِنْدِ okay what does it mean
the son of Muhammad is in Iraq and the son of Hamid is in India
نعم Type number two. Naam, Ibrahim.
خرج ابن الزبيب من البيت.
Naam. He said خرج. He has to join it to the ibn, right? خرج ابن الطبيب. What does that mean? خرج ابن الطبيب. The son of the doctor went out. من البيت from the house number three ثلاثة نعم number three ثلاثة منصور
ذهب ابن التاجر إلى السوق
what's the last vowel إلى السوق نعم ذهب ابن التاجر. ذهب ابن التاجر إلى السوق. Right? The son of the merchant went to
The market.
نعم. Number four, أربعة. This is a long one, right? We need somebody to read to this. Read this one to us slow and loud and clear. Are you serious? طيب قاعد قاعد أحمد.
جسم المهندس فيصل. فيصل. واسم الطبيب مسعود.
نعم. You're gonna pronounce the kasr. You're gonna pronounce the kasr here, right? اسم المهندس فيصل. واسم الطبيب مسعود. The name of the what?
Engineer.
The name of the engineer. The engineer's name is Faisal, and the name of the doctor is Mas'ud. Okay, number five. Khamsa. Naam Abdul Rahman. Masmur rajuli. Huh? What is the meaning of that? What is the name of the man? Or what is the man's name? Number six. Sitta. Go ahead. Try. Give it a shot. Ibn man anta. Okay. An ابن الوزير. ابن من أنت. What does that mean? Yeah, the son of who are you? يعني whose son are you? Whose son are you? An ابن الوزير. I am the son of the وزير. What does وزير mean?
Head of the community.
Okay, head of the community. Okay, possibly could be, but actually وزير means what? The minister. Doesn't mean the minister in the kanisa, in the church. It means the minister in the government. Government minister. You know, the oil minister? Or the foreign minister? Finance minister? Nah, like that. Interior minister? Defense minister, like that. Nah. Huh? Al-Wazir al-Dakhiliya. That's the minister of interior. Wazir al-Kharijiya is the what? Foreign Affairs Minister. Minister of Foreign Affairs. Now, okay, look at the words. We already went over the words before, right, in the beginning of the lesson. And the last thing at the end of this lesson is this box, which sometime at the end of a lesson or in the middle of it, yarhamukallah, you'll see a box that has some grammatical point. Like the same way, like the box you have the vocabulary words. And you see here that you have the terms that express the idafa construction. Sayyaratul mudarrisi. Sayyaratu is the mudafun. And al-mudarrisi is the mudafun ilayhi. You have to learn these words. Mudafun, mudafun ilayhi. Notice that the mudafun doesn't have alif, lam, or tanween. And the mudafun ilayhi does not have dhamma or fatta. Rather, it has kasra. Okay, any questions about this lesson? Any questions about this lesson? How much time for the event? Huh? 2:13. So what do we have? About 5 minutes?
8 minutes.
8 minutes. Okay. What we want to do in these 8 minutes, right? Quickly, we want to look at what the next lesson is dealing with. Unless somebody has a question about this lesson, any difficulty, anything unclear. Okay. Lesson number six. If you look at the key on page 15 and 16, there are 4 points in this lesson. Okay. Just quickly, you can read it for homework, inshallah. And also, after you read it for homework, read the text, the dialogue in the beginning of lesson 6 in the Arabic part of the book, and just look at the exercises. Even if you can't do them, just look at the exercises. The main thing this lesson is dealing with, in this lesson we learned hadhihi, which is the feminine of hadha. We had hadha when? How long ago? 9 weeks ago. We had hadha.
which means what? This or this is, right? Now we have the feminine, hadhihi. That means when you're pointing to something which is near, if it is feminine, don't say hadha. Don't say hadha sayyaratun. Sayyara is feminine. So you have to say what? Hadhihi. Hadhihi sayyaratun. Okay, it's the feminine of hadha. It is pronounced hadhihi with a long vowel. Ha fatta alif. But the alif is omitted in writing. Huh? Didn't we learn this in
yes.
in our elementary level, first level class, right? We learned that there are certain words in Arabic which have letters which are not written but they're pronounced. So this alif in hadhihi, it's not written but it's pronounced. Hadhihi. Okay, it's pronounced hadhihi. Alright, but it's written without the alif. This is a boy and this is a girl. Hadha waladun. Masculine. Wahadihi bintun. Feminine. That's one thing. Second point. Nouns and adjectives are made feminine by adding a tarmabuta at the end. Huh? Nouns and adjectives are made feminine by adding a tarmabuta at the end. The letter tarmabuta. The last letter before this tarmabuta takes a fatta. Huh? You have a word, mudarrisun. Huh? You have this word, mudarrisun. Mudarrisun, right? To make it feminine, you take mudarrisun and you add ta marbuta. But this dhamma and mudarrisun, when it's followed by tarmabuta, it has to be changed to a fatta. Because the last letter before tarmabuta is always fatta. Or fatta alif. Okay? So the vowel here is a dhamma. Huh? But if you add tarmabuta to it, you have to change that dhamma to a fatta. The tarmabuta now transfers to here. Huh? It transfers to the tarmabuta, which now becomes the end of the word. Because this dhamma here is indicating the end of the word that is marfu'un with dhamma. But it's no longer the last letter of the word anymore. Now tarmabuta becomes the last letter. So the dhamma that indicates that it's marfu'un, that it's not majrur with kasra, this dhamma is transferred to the end of the word. So it goes to the tarmabuta. And the letter before tarmabuta is always fatta or fatta alif. It's always fatta or fatta alif. Huh? Like in the word, like in this word here, right? Mudarrisatun. Mudarrisatun. That means a feminine teacher. Okay? Here we have tarmabuta, and it's preceded by fatta. No, it's preceded by fatta alif. Okay, so the tarmabuta is always preceded by fatta or fatta alif. Here's another example of tarmabuta preceded by what? Fatta alif. These are words that we know, right? What are those two words? Naam. Zaka, zakatun, or salatun. Right? But if we stop on it, we pronounce it what? If we stop on this word, how do we pronounce a word that ends with tarmabuta? Zaka. Salah. If you stop on the word that ends with tarmabuta, you pronounce it like ha, not ta. Pronounce it ha, without its vowels. Salah, zakah. We don't say salat. Not in Arabic. Not if you stop on it. We don't say salat. You say salah. Don't say zakat. Give me some zakat. Nope, I don't know what that is. You have to say, give me some zakah. Okay, we'll think about it now. We'll speak to the Imam though, right? Okay. So we said here, nouns and adjectives are made feminine by adding tarmabuta at the end. The last letter before this tarmabuta takes a fatta or fatta alif. Like mudarrisun becomes mudarrisatun. Feminine teacher. Certain nouns have a separate form for feminine. Instead of just adding tarmabuta, some nouns actually have a different form altogether. Okay, it's not just adding tarmabuta. Like ibn, the feminine of ibn, is not, I mean, there is a feminine form of ibn, ibnatun. But the common word that's used is bint. And bint is a different form altogether, although it's from the same root. Ba'anun is from the same root, but instead of adding tarmabuta, the regular open ta is added to it. So you get bintun. Okay, akh, you still have the hamza and the kha, right?
but you get أختن. So some feminine nouns, the form of them is changed, not with Tarmabuti, but they have a completely different form, and that's just irregularity, okay? All nouns in Arabic are either masculine or feminine. This is something new for us to pay attention to. Even though you may already know it, but pay attention, it's very important, because in the lessons following this, we're going to have a lot of stuff dealing with masculinity and femininity. All nouns in Arabic are either masculine or feminine. Feminine nouns and adjectives, usually, note that I said what? Usually, not always, usually have the ta-mabuta ending. But there are certain words which do not have this ta-mabuta ending. Students, when learning a new noun, must learn its gender. Also, is it masculine or feminine? Because some feminine words don't have ta-mabuta. Double members of the body are usually feminine, while singular members are masculine. What do we mean by double members of the body?
Hands,
feet, hands, eyes, ears, huh? Feet.
Now, quick question.
What about noses?
That's my question.
Nah, you only got one nose. And then, that's our then, or that's somebody's radio? Telephone.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
But if you mention nostrils, then it's two. But if you say nose, it's one.
Yeah, nose is singular. I mean, nose is masculine.